are back. We are recording on December 18th, 8:30 p.m. Central, and we are getting ready to preview the upcoming big game in Chicago this week. Lions at Bears, a noon kickoff. We got the whole breakdown here this evening. But before we get into talking about everything with that game, some injury updates, we had to introduce the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here. I am Big Z. Let's get to the other two that are here. We got Rud Dog.
Yo.
And UJ.
Merry Christmas, Lion fan.
And then off to the side, we got producer Kid J, who might be giving some of his predictions later in this episode. But we got a jam-packed episode. We're going to have an entering Lions Den, a special guest. And then we have, then we'll break down the game for you a little bit, then our predictions. So without further ado, we had to get in. He's waiting off to the side right here. Very excited to introduce this guest. He is entering the Lions Den for the first time. I don't think he knows what he's getting into. But it's Mr. Eugene Freeman. Gino, welcome to the pod, man. Welcome to the pod.
Welcome, Gino.
Thanks for having me, boys. It's good to be here.
All right, so you're entering the Lions Den for the first time. And I always like to kick this off for our new Lions Den folks. I have to ask you, and you know, it won't make any sense. I'm sure you'll give your best answer, but why the hell are you a Bears fan?
Oof, I've been asking myself this question a lot lately. You know, I think it's one of those living in Chicago, that's part of it. And I know some of this present crew excluded, but I always say, you know, it's like, I root for my heart, but with the Bears, you're rooting with your ass. And I just, I kind of got stuck in it being here. So
that's the first time I heard that one.
I haven't heard that one before either. Yeah, good one.
Oh man! All right, all right. So, Gino, let's talk about the guy that. Well, first of all, Eberflus, right? Call to fire him. I had to be right.
Had to be done. I mean, you know, I defended the guy for longer than I should have, but you can only lose so many one score games, and so, you can only find such new ways to lose each week in and out, and you have to make a change at some point. And I think when we lost to you guys on Thanksgiving, that was the final straw. You know, we had the Hail Mary loss. We had the blocked field goal. We had the overtime comeback, but we flubbed that one all in a row, almost, it feels like. So I think when you get down to a chance to maybe push you guys into overtime and then you just fall asleep in the last 40 seconds, it was time. And I think the locker room, he had lost it. So I was happy the Bears made that move, something they'd never done before in season. So.
Well, I think Lions fans are really going to miss him because he was an idiot.
Yeah, we're definitely going to miss him. But what do you think of these guys, the interim guys? I know they're not going to be the head coach next year, but what do you think of these guys that are handling the team right now?
Thomas Brown, I really like his energy. I mean, I really loved what he did with Shane Waldron in the interim time before he took the head job when Shane Waldron left. I thought he really found a good connection with Caleb. We really started to see, granted, we were losing those games, but we really started to see some nice progression there against the Packers, against you guys. I was worried when he took the head job that it might be too much, and I think that's starting to show out. And I don't think it's necessarily against him. I just think, you know, you've got two promotions in the span of 6 weeks, and you're just asking a lot from the guy. So I like him, but I just think he has got – I wish we would have left him on offense and given the job to someone on the defensive side of the ball or special teams. But I also understand, though, from the Bears' perspective, giving him a shot to see if he can be the head coach. But the last 2 weeks, I think we're kind of getting our answer there. So, you know, like the guy, I think he's got a lot of promise in this league, but I don't think he's the man for the job going forward.
So how do you feel about the state of the Bears overall right now? You know, like, are you confident in their future? Or are you, like, does Ryan Poles need to go? Like, where do you stand in just as a whole? Are they close? Are they far?
Well, you know, it's one of those things with the Bears. You never really know. I don't think I'm quite there on Ryan Poles leaving yet, just because I think he's done a decent job rebuilding the roster. This is a more talented roster than it was 3 years ago. I know that there are the deficiencies on both sides of the line, but I do think he's made some good moves. He obviously made some bad ones, but he's gotten us in a decent position. We have some good cap space. We have tons of draft capital. So I'm not quite ready to move on from him, but you know, if you make the case that the new coach needs to come in and have his guy, I can be persuaded, you know.
Hey, Gino, just on that note, I saw a thing that, like, the Bears have had, like, the last three quarterbacks were, like, first-round picks, and then they fire the coach, like, right afterward. Like, giving them basically no time to develop with their guy. Like, do you see them breaking that cycle? Like, do you see that? Because to me, that's like speaks to just like some more like systemic higher end issues as an organization. Because I agree, this team looks very talented, but like things like that, like I don't know how you grow past that.
No, you're right. You're right on. I mean, that's been the issue. That was the issue with Justin. It's been the issue with, or was the issue with Mitch. And so far we're doing it again to Caleb. It's the cycle that they just can't seem to wake up and realize. And I guess, you know, hey, maybe that's a case to reset polls with a fresh coach, but yeah, I'm terrified about that, to be honest. I think Caleb is the most talented guy we've ever had here. And we're just doing the same stuff over and over. And yeah, I think it points to problems with ownership, problems with our former president and maybe our current one, we'll see on Kevin Warren. But yeah, that's the biggest issue that prevents me from having really any confidence in them long-term is that they keep doing this at an organizational level that just sets people up for failure. It's concerning for sure.
You know, there's a lot of similarities between the Bears and the Lions over the last, let's say decade, excuse me. But, you know, the Lions had horrible organization. It was horrible from the top down. It was just badly run. Willing play forward ran it as a hobby. It was he didn't understand football.
The old owner that won't go away. They have the same issue.
But finally, got someone that dropped the ego and got the right people to do the right things and turn this franchise around. I think the Bears need something like that. They need some kind of ego check, and someone's got to like put it aside. And I just don't know if they've done that yet. And I'd hate to see him rude. I know. I'm not a Bears fan, mind you, but Caleb Williams, I think, is extremely talented. And, boy, they're doing their best to just ruin this kid as fast as they can. And they got to watch what they're doing the next couple of years, because I think this kid is really good and could be one of the best in the league. And
I think you'll know if the next guy is the right guy if he picks an O-lineman in the first round for y'all.
That's the biggest thing. I mean, we've been yelling that for 20 years. Like, let's put actual capital into our line, and for some reason, we just keep ignoring that. So I think that just goes back to the organizational failures of just not identifying the problems and just putting Band-Aids on it with wide receivers and linebackers and other stuff that's helpful, but not your core. You know, I look at the Lions and the turnaround you guys have had, and it's built inside out, right? You got that mammoth offensive line.
Right.
Pre-injuries, of course, you had that fearsome defensive line. It's like that's the way that you get long, sustainable
success. Hey, don't
you
diss Pat O'Connor like that, okay?
Well, I'm higher on the Lions. You guys have had rough injury luck, but I still
think
Aaron Glenn is good enough to piece things together. So, but that's the whole point, right? Is with a good organization, you can bring in new people and handle the injury concerns, you know. And I just don't think the Bears are anywhere near that. Any type of adversity pops up, you know, we tip a Hail Mary to Washington and we lose 8 in a row. That's Bears in a nutshell. You know what I mean? So it's
one of my favorite plays of the year, Gino. One of my
I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, it was a hell of a play. It was a hell of a play. But
did you like the guy mocking like the team on the sideline?
Oh, it's an all timer.
The plays.
That was part of the play, Jack. It was part of the play. Now go down there, taunt the fans.
Yeah, he was baiting him. Let's go with that.
That's great.
Caleb Williams though does need to learn how to hit a deep throw every once in a while. I think I feel like he's like 15% completion rate on those deep throws. Every time I watch, it's like overthrow.
Yeah, totally.
With open receivers, so
he was getting comfortable with the numbers, but now there's another lion.
It's with Caleb, you know, it's he's showing progression and stuff, but there are still those rookie moments where he doesn't make the big play. He doesn't make, especially downfield, and I feel like he is very willing to chuck it, but he's not accurate at it yet. So that has been a big pain point for us all year. And yeah, I mean, I'm hopeful with Caleb. I like what I'm seeing, but you're right, Zach. Like the little stuff, he's still not quite there. He's still got some development to go.
I forgot my point. I had a point. I completely forgot.
It'll come back to you.
All I know is after every post game interview, his hair looks even more frazzled than the last time. Like,
what was with him on the sideline though? With like, was he in pain or just like moaning? Like,
I think there's a little bit of both there. I think, I mean, he's getting popped, right? I forget what the number is now, but he's got 50 some sacks on the year. Yeah. And the one that he got against Minnesota was a rough one. So I think there's some pain and I think there's some embellishment.
You know,
he's a bit of
a Stafford treatment.
Yeah.
Well, we are. Yeah. But I would like to
Caleb originally did not want to come to the Bears. He said he would not go there if he was drafted by them. And he changed his mind, didn't want to be the bad guy and all that stuff. And I wonder if he's regretting that decision right now.
It's only because they said he could still paint his nails.
Hey, win football games, paint your nails all you want. That's how I'm looking at it.
Yeah, right.
Hey, fair enough.
Well, he hasn't found the right color scheme yet this year.
Maybe that's
not a consistent one, at least.
It's because they haven't done the sparkles yet.
There you go. Maybe he needs to go a little wear the opposition's color, a little blue and silver this weekend. That's what I wouldn't hate that.
Bob, do you have a question for him? Bob just entered the Lions Den as well.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm a little late to the den.
Hey there, Bob.
Yeah. Dino, what about Cole Kmet this year? Like, it seemed like they went to him early in the year, then they kind of like forgot he was on the team for a while, and then they started coming back to him a little bit.
Yeah, it's been frustrating.
I think he could be a good weapon. What do you think?
I'm with you. It's been frustrating. We paid him a lot of money, and he comes off as a leader in that locker room. And I mean, what's a rookie quarterback's best friend but a reliable tight end underneath? And,
right.
I think some of that at first was Shane Waldron, right? It's like just not involving him for whatever reason. And even the last few weeks, it's still kind of continued. I mean, I'm with you. I think we've got good receivers for Kayla, but I think we should be scheming Cole Kmet way more in our offense. I mean, getting them the easy throws underneath, just a quick, 5-yard button hooks or whatever. But Cole Kmet is a good enough piece of this team that he should be much more featured than he has been.
Because he was pretty good last year, and that seemed like they were just wasting him this year. I didn't get
it. Yeah, I think some of it is maybe, okay, we've got Keenan Allen now, and we've got Rome, so we've got three wide receivers. How do we feed him? And Cole's kind of the odd man out. But again, I think we got to work backwards on that one a little bit, make things a little bit easier for Caleb. And like I said, Cole's a leader in that locker room, and to just kind of leave him on the side as they have all year has been definitely frustrating to watch.
Eighth highest paid tight end in the NFL.
There you go. And he earned it. I like the signing. I think he's a good foundational piece for us offensively, but yeah.
Always been a Thor on our side when we play y'all.
Yeah.
Road Dog, do you have a question for Gino here?
Yeah, Gino. I got a question.
All right.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being that you never see your family again.
Okay.
And 10 being that the Bears continue the cycle infinitely and just always get new first round quarterbacks and then fire the head coaches and just never find success. How scared are you of the Lions this week?
I mean, I'm scared. My level of optimism for victory is quite low, quite low. I am hopeful that we at least don't embarrass ourselves, but yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be putting the mortgage on the Bears this weekend by any means.
What's the number?
What's the number between Nazi and my family? Probably like a – wait, which direction? Sorry. So if we're going
– you just determine – just go for it.
Just go with your gut. Just go with your gut. You know.
I'll go like a 9. Like
there
a
you
nine.
Go.
Appropriately afraid. Appropriately afraid.
Yes. I feel if you'd asked me this maybe going into Thanksgiving, I might feel different. But again, 8 in a row is really, really starting to weigh on us.
And I have a question also.
Oh,
sure.
For you, Gino. And this is, if you're a true fan,
might be more straightforward.
Do you consider yourself a true fan?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so.
Loyal, here we go. Loyal. You've been a fan all your life. You'll never change a team, will you? For any reason, right?
No.
Yeah, okay.
He has a soft place in his heart for the Chiefs, though.
Uh-oh.
Well, hey, we all have our little side thing, but that's a different thing. But you'll never change teams. That bears your team all the time, right?
Yes. So, yes, sir.
So can you sing the fight song for us?
Oh.
You need me to?
Yes. Yeah.
I think it's required.
Bear down, Chicago Bears. Put up a fight with a bite for victory. Bear down, Chicago Bears. We'll never forget the way you shook the nation with your T-formation. I got pretty close there.
All right.
Bravo.
Good.
He skipped the line. Let him know why we're wearing the crown. There's no crown for this team.
About 40 some years there, Bob. So, yeah.
Okay. So before we end the segment, Gino, I need 3 predictions out of you. So we're going to take these one by one here. First, will the Bears get a new stadium, and where will it be, and when will it be? That's all one. That's all part of the first prediction.
I think, yes, there will be a stadium. I think it'll be in Arlington. Maybe this is me hoping. And I think it'll be like 10 years from now. I mean, it's going to take forever. But I think eventually it will be in Arlington. I don't think that you buy that property without eventually doing something with it. And I just don't see the city ever budging on what their plans are on the lakefront. So
yeah, the Bears had that big presentation and then it's gone absolutely nowhere. And then they have settled the property tax issue in Arlington. So
yeah,
I feel like that's a part of like the hiring a new coach, possibly like someone like a Ben Johnson, like need to know like that that's in place.
So you think they should give up the?
Not that I want them to hire Ben Johnson.
You
but.
Think no,
they
I know.
Give
I'm
up
sure
the
you
iconic
don't.
Lakefront spot. I don't know. You get how you give that up, man. That's too
well,
sweet.
It's gonna be a dome either way. You're not gonna see the lake when you're playing.
That's true, and I don't know.
Make it
I mean, I'm sure
dome.
You guys have been over to Soldier, but it's just such a pain in the butt to get out of there, in and out, and it's just I just think of you know, you go to these places like Minnesota. I haven't been to Detroit, but I'm sure Ford Field, all these newer stadiums. It's just the creature comforts. Like, I don't need to be freezing my butt off in December for this team. It's just it's not necessary.
Right?
And like
to
Zach's point, if you want to be this high flying offense with Caleb Williams, I'd like climate control. All these things. I just don't, you know, like you want to do the overhead shot of the skyline. I'm here for it. But
you just got to get a little creative then. Like, it's called windows. Like. Yeah, you
guess,
make windows that see the lake and stuff. Like, you make it
a you designed
a
stadium, Red Dog. Send it in. Pitch it.
I think it should stay on the lakefront. In fact, I think they could make it dope. Like, if you put a competitive stadium with, like, L.A. or, like, Vegas or one of those high flutes, I think it could be the coolest stadium in sports on lakefront. Like, that's just, like, it's too iconic, man. It's part of the skyline.
Yeah. The artist rendering was really cool, but I don't think they'll ever get that built. They'll never get it approved.
Yeah, guys.
You know?
This is all pie in the sky Bears plans that we're talking about the city of Chicago here. Like, you got to look at that with roads.
Right.
You got to look at that with half of the amenities and realize what's coming in. You know, look at that the spaceship out there. That's what I fear is that. And that's why I kind of want a fresh start out in Arlington.
There's going to be another
brilliant young mayor that can make it happen.
Yeah. Something like that. Right. So So anyway, I we'll see. It'll take so long that we're going to be at Soldier for a long time, but I think the best move for them would be Arlington. Who knows with these guys, you know?
All right, so Gino says Arlington in 10 years. That's his prediction on where the Bears will go.
Hey, but when you walk into your house, what's the first room, the big room in your house after you walk in? What's that called?
The living room? The front room?
He's not really.
The foyer?
The front room.
Oh, the front room. I got you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
You have an imposter on our hands here.
It's an older term.
I need a second prediction out of you, Gino, before we get to the last, final, and third one. The Notre Dame and Indiana play on Friday night. Notre Dame is 7.5-point favorites. I know you're a big ND fan. What is your prediction for that game?
I think it's going to be closer than people think. I would take the 7.5. I hate to say with Indiana, I just think that their strengths match up well with our strength. Like, I think it is strength on strength. They defend the run very well. That's our strength, and we don't pass very well, and that's their weakness. So I just think there's a lot of I think it's going to be closer. You get the element of the Indiana in-state game. It's going to be electric. I can't wait to watch. But I do think the Irish will pull out the victory, but. I mean, I can't predict that they would cover. Look at this. It's been so long since the Irish have won in December and January. I can't get too boastful, but I do think that we can pull this one out. And then who knows against Georgia? It'll really depend on
Gino, we're in
Carson
agreement
Beck.
There on Notre Dame. So
very good.
I like it.
Wait,
very good.
I need your score, though. I need your score prediction.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'll go 24-23.
Ooh.
All right.
Wow.
24-23. And then, all right, our third and final prediction. So if you're not familiar with Gino here, I highly recommend you go follow him on TikTok at Beer Down Bear Down. That's at Beer Down Bear Down. Every week he gives his Chicago Bears prediction. He pours it's Miller Lite, right? It's gotta be Miller Lite, right?
Yes, sir. Only the finest, great tasting, less filling beer.
So he fills up a pint and worth of Miller Lite, and then he gives his prediction. So what I'm gonna ask out of you, Gino, here, is to give your prediction and then count down 3-2, and then on 1, I'm gonna race you. And it's gonna go very poorly for me. I'm just gonna share more challenges probably.
All right, well, I'm doing this a little bit early, but yeah, I mean, as we've talked about, I'm not overly confident in the Bears' ability for victory. I do think we play pretty well at home, and we play you guys pretty well. So that gives me some confidence that at least we can put a touchdown on the board before the fourth quarter, before complete garbage time. Your guys' defensive injuries, I think, again, give us some help. We've got Roshan Johnson looking like he's going to come back. That should help us in short yardage. But at the end of the day, I mean, your offense is flying and our defense, I think, has kind of quit. So I think it's going to be Lions 27, Bears 22. That's a late quarter touchdown. They missed the two-point conversion. So I think you guys have it mostly in control. But this, we're a second-half team. We always kind of get frisky, except for Monday. But we like to get frisky at the end and make us think that we're going to pull it out. But in the end, we'll come up short.
So this is a man with his head on straight. That's what I like to see.
You know, for a Bears fan, I kind of like him. I don't know.
Well, you know, if you guys had talked to me in September, I might be giving you a little more grief. But again, we're a long ways through this thing. So,
Are you guys about the chug?
I got to race this, man. I got to show off his true speed here.
These are my conditions for coming into the Lions.
You better represent Z.
I told you it's not going to go well for me. This man is a professional. Oh, this is going against here.
Oh, God. Why are you our representative then?
I shouldn't have. This is the last Bears victory of 2024. So this is, I got this all going here. All right.
We go.
Bears 22, right. Lions 27. Right?
Three.
On one.
Three. Two.
Through.
One. Go. Oh, good Lord. You
we'll be here till Tuesday for Zach.
Yeah.
Let's go.
He's just getting started here.
Oh, Gino, you made him look bad.
Well. At least you picked a good score. So
swallow it, G.
He finished it. That's all I'm at.
That's actually a really good performance for me.
I'm very proud of you.
I'll take that as the last Bears victory of the year.
That looked like Aaron Rodgers down in a beer.
Oh, man.
Wow. Z, I give you props for having the balls to put that on film.
Zach texted me and said, hey, let's do the chug. I was like, all right, let's go. All right.
I love it.
We can't have Bear Down on the podcast and not do it. So.
And believe it or not, he's not even the best chugger in the family.
Oh, not even close.
Believe it or not?
If we ever do this in person, we'll have to go down the line and see who can match up.
My son's going to see this in 20 years and be embarrassed of his father. But at least he'll be a Lion.
Hide the footage.
Absolutely.
Well, Gino, due to beating me in this beer chug, you were the heavy favorite, but you came out. Therefore, we will let you escape out of the den with your life here tonight. But we appreciate you coming on. We appreciate that prediction.
Thanks, Gino.
And we wish you, you know, we look forward to having you on in the future, talking about the next Bears quarterback, the next turmoil going on in the front office.
Next coach, next GM.
It's a fun cycle that we enjoy from this side of things.
Well, despite that shot on the way out the door, I'm happy to do it anytime. This was a great time, guys, and good luck the rest of the way.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for being on. Thank you.
Bye now.
All right.
All right. So that was actually one of more reasonable Lions Den guests we've had in a long time, because we have a lot of delusional people on the den. But nonetheless, let's talk about this upcoming game now, gentlemen. The Lions, they opened at 7.5. Now they're 6.5 point favorites. Ooh, feeling good now. Feeling good.
Ooh, 6.5.
Iffy is back at practice. Trevor Nowoski back at practice.
Yeah.
Otherwise, a lot of players got off practice today with everything going on. But at least there's some good news, right? Right?
Absolutely.
That's all you can ask for.
If he's anywhere like he was last year, then that's huge news.
It does look like Kaminsky will not be returning this season. That was another update, too.
I saw that.
We didn't really expect him to come back.
Oh, no, that was the plan.
I think at this point, though, Campbell needs to be resting these guys as much as possible. I mean, you're not going to gain too much by having too many more hard practices and stuff. But give him a couple days here and there, let him heal up, and fine. Hey, I just before we start, though, Campbell on that radio show gave his little diet was the best thing I've ever heard, man.
That was awesome.
At the time of when people are, like you said, the sky is falling and everything else, and then Campbell comes out with that little speech on the radio, dropping F-bombs on public radio, just was one of the best speeches I've ever heard in my life. Just utterly fantastic.
Campbell's.
You guys all heard it, right?
Yeah, it was great.
It is funny how many people, like, I feel like a lot of people, like, tried to resist the reaction, and still, like, you see, like, the headlines, I'm like, oh, are the Lions done? Like just... So many people are like can't help themselves but start freaking out about one loss.
But Yeah, I mean, Dan Campbell is who he is. Like, he doesn't change who he is no matter what setting he's in. So,
no, but yeah, you talk about propping awesome. A team up, though. Like, even the team's got to be done. I mean, they win 11 in a row. You get this pressure to keep winning, right? It's there, you know, and it builds and it builds and it tightens you. It's inevitable. So now this is sort of like a release now. Okay, fine, we got that monkey off our back. And then Campbell, and even with the injury stuff, and he gave total props to all those guys that got injured, that, yeah, we're going to miss those guys. And not just on the field, we miss them in the locker room and their personalities and their what they bring to the family and all that stuff. And then he goes on to say, but, you know, we needed this too. His comment about eating filet, getting used to eating filet.
And yeah, I love that.
Forgetting what moldy bread tastes like. Is that, I mean, brilliant, man.
So good.
The guys is, I don't know.
And then I saw a lot of memes with, like, Skipper where he's thrown up in the trash can saying, like, it must have had some moldy bread that day.
That's a good one. I didn't see that one. But.
That's good.
If you haven't had a chance, just type in, like, Dan Campbell radio. I'm sure it'll pop up on the top of every search out there. Go listen to it. It's just, like, it's a minute and a half of your life, and you won't regret
it. It's gold. It's gold, man.
Do you think when Jared Goff has a great performance next week, then people will realize that similarities between his performance this week and Allen's performance the week before against the Rams? I feel like everyone fails to realize Allen just lost in a boat chase the week before he took it to us. Like I don't know, like the same defense that cost them that game came back and stuck it to us pretty good. Like the idea that our defense is now stuck in this capacity or something, like that game is just endemic of who we are in any way. Like, it's just silly to me. This team is going to bounce back just fine this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there. Otherwise, there isn't really much other news on the injury front. The Bears lost to the Vikings. It wasn't very close. Nope. Especially offensively for the Bears. It was ugly. Ugly. They could not complete a pass. They got pressured constantly throughout the game. But now, the Lions defense has to step up here, put pressure on them. They cannot let what happened in the second half of Thanksgiving happen with the Bears here. Bears made some adjustments. Well, I mean, but we gave up 20 points, and we didn't finish a lot of drives in
that
the game.
That came down to the last minute in that game. Come on.
But we let it happen then and won, so why can't we do it this time?
I said in the second half. If we play like we did in the second half, we're going to lose this game.
Wait, but we won.
Okay, apparently Red Dog's fine giving up 20 points and a half, I guess. All right, so you sit over there, Red Dog, with your 40-point prediction for the Bears. And I'm going to try to hope that doesn't occur. But.
Okay,
well, I don't know what point you're making. I'm very confused.
You just said they can't play like that, but they did that and still won.
Yes. Okay. Anyways, regardless of that, let's get into our prediction segment, shall we, gentlemen? So our prediction segments. So we got two, of course. We have our roar of the week. That, of course, is the player the player or coach that is the most impactful this week, not necessarily the best stats. And then, of course, our ever famous predictions, where we predict the outcome of the game. So let's go around the horn here, Bob. We're going to start with you. Who is your roar of the week?
My roar of the week. Well, I predict that Rud Dog will pick Jahmyr Gibbs, but that's not what I'm talking about right now. But anyway, my roar of the week. I did watch a little bit of the Bears game, and I saw an old Lion great TJ Hockenson hauling a few passes there, like 52 yards against them. Yeah. And I think it'll be a big day for our own tight end, another Iowa legend, Sam Laporta. I think it's going to be a nice day for him. The offense is going to be fired up for this game. And Laporta's been heating up, and I think that's going to continue. They're going to need him late in the season. And I think Laporta is going to have a big game. Two touchdowns, close to 100 yards. Sam Laporta is my roar of the week.
All right. So he maintains his his turnaround here in the second half of the season receiving-wise. I like it.
Yeah.
All right, Sam Laporta. Rud Dog, what do you got?
Well, I hate to break it to you, Bob. But I'm breaking my streak. I'm not going with Jahmyr Gibbs. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think he's going to have a good game. But I'm going to go with another speedster on the roster this week. I think J-Mo's going to have a big week this week. I think he's been kind of due, actually, for a little bit of a torture game. I think he's going to beat this offense over, this defense over the top for a couple big ones. So, yeah, I think he's going to get at least two touchdowns, maybe close to 200 yards. Jameson Williams is my roar of the week.
Whoa. So, Rud Dog changing up for the first time in 7 weeks.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. The Lions break their winning streak.
Just Rud Dog breaks his getting streak.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it before, Bob. It wasn't because you predicted it. Don't worry.
You're not just being contrarian. Yeah. All right,
UJ.
Okay. Again, every week, this is, to me, really one of the hardest things to pick one guy who's going to do it because there's so many guys that contribute on this team. But I'm going offense this week. I was thinking defense at first, but I'm going to go with Amon-Ra St. Brown in this one.
Ooh.
I think our goal in this game is to come out early and fast and hard and just put these guys away as quick as we can. After what happened in Buffalo when we took such a hard shot for them early in the game, which was the difference in the whole game. That quarter one was the difference in the whole game. We played catch up the rest of the way, and we never caught up. We almost did. We tried, but we didn't. So they don't want to let that happen again. They don't want to. They're going to want to put this game out of reach as fast as they can, and I predict they're going to come out fast and hard. And I think Amon-Ra St. Brown's going to be a big part of that. He's going to have 2 touchdowns in this game, 150 yards, and probably a dozen catches. I think it's going to be a huge game for him. Hey, despite the weather and the outdoors and all that other stuff, I think the Lions look at outdoors as a challenge. You know, they don't look at it as something that, you know, that they're not good at. Or they look at it as like, yeah, we're going to show everybody. But Amon-Ra is going to be great in this game, I think. So he is my
roar
of the week.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Amon-Ra St. Brown. So we have Laporta, we have J-Mo, we have Amon-Ra, producer Kid J. Who you got?
Kid J. I think as the Lions kind of sort of like rebuild and like retool the defense going down the stretch here, I think one of the big things that they need to do is like try to possess the ball as much as they can to kind of limit possessions for the opposition to not have the defense on the field so much. So I think. The offensive line is going to have a big role in this game, and I think the person who's going to be the head of that is Frank Ragnow. Last week, he had probably his worst game of the season. He got pancaked multiple times. He had multiple holding calls. He was just getting thrown around like a rag doll. And I think he's going to come back and bounce back in a big way next week or this week. So I think he's going to help lead that running attack and keep the Bears' offense off the field. So he is my roar of the week.
Whoa.
Ooh, he was getting thrown around like a Ragnow doll.
Yeah. Damn, I could go for some pancakes now, man. That sounds good.
All right, so we have Frank Ragnow. So mine, I'm going to go on the defense side because I think we need somebody to step up on this defense in this game, and more importantly on the defensive line. And I think this is really his time to shine. It's really his time to take over the interior of this defensive line with Aleem McNeil out now. That's Levi and Wunzirike. I think he gets a sack and a half in this game against this interior offensive line of the Bears. I think he has enough speed to chase down Caleb Williams in this game. I don't know. I just have a gut feeling I'm going off of here. I think he's really going to step up, especially after last week's performance, which was subpar, I would say. But I think he responds. He's drinking the Kool-Aid of Dan Campbell and his words. And he's going to go in this game guns a-blazing. So, second and a half for Levi. He is my roar of the week.
Beautiful.
All right.
Alrighty. Yeah. So, let's get to the final segment of the night, shall we? We have the Lions traveling to Chicago. Whoa. They open at 7.5-point favorites. It's down to 6.5 now. The Lions are only 6.5-point favorites now. On the road in Chicago, it's a 1 o'clock Eastern noon kickoff. Over-under is 48. Let's start with UJ. What is your prediction?
All right, first of all, take the Lions and the points. We're going to cover this one, no doubt. Like I said, they're going to come out hard and fast in this game after what happened last week. We're not going to fall victim to that slow start syndrome. And we're going to come out fast. We're going to score probably 21 points at least, 24 maybe in the first half. Bears will be lucky to get a touchdown or a field goal in this in the first half. I think in the end, by the end of the game, by the fourth quarter, we're going to be controlling this game, and we're going to be starting putting subs in this game. We're going to be – it's not going to be a huge number because it's going to be outdoors. The weather's going to be a little janky and all that, a little cold. But I think we score 35 points, and the Bears score 9. 3 field goals, no touchdowns. Nice. You know, they're going to hit us a little bit here and there. You know, it's a division rivalry, and the Bears have some pride, believe it or not, a little bit. And, you know, they'll give us a hard time at points, but we're going to dominate this game, basically, from front to finish. So 35-9 is my prediction.
All right.
All right.
35-9 from UJ. Rud Dog.
All right. Well, you know, you can never sleep on an opponent in the division. Like Kid J says, you know, he tossed out that book. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's going to be a tough one. A tough, you know, 49-0 victory where we feel every yard we gain. And there's going to be a lot of them. So, domination rules the day for the Detroit Lions. I think they're going to sleep on our defense because of the injuries, and they're going to dominate them. So, 49-0, Detroit Lions. It's my prediction.
I was way off of my prediction this week of you, Rud Dog. I had 63-3.
Wow. You keep giving me
I
the
was
other
way
points.
Off this week.
It's a good start.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I can throw that book out.
Well, you don't have no respect for the opponent, see? Like, that's...
You have no respect for offense. You're always above 50 every week. Only 49 this week.
Yeah.
Must be the cold weather. All right. Bob.
Yeah. Yeah. This is going to be a good division battle here. It's always fun to beat the Bears. UJ.
Yep.
We always,
you guys are mind-melding.
We've been having these mind-melding. I think it's happened again because my score on this one is very close to yours. Almost the same. But I think it's going to be a great game for the Lions. A little bounce-back game after Campbell's speech. I think Caleb Williams, he's going to be pancaked in this game by the defense. He's going to get knocked around a bit. And welcome to the NFL again. Re-welcome him. But I think, like I said, Laporta is going to go off. It's going to be a good overall job by the offense. And I was seeing 35-10 Lions. There will be a touchdown. Very nearly what UJ had.
Mind-melding going on there.
But it's going to be a good game. 35-10. Lions is my prediction.
All right. Yeah. Beautiful, like beautiful.
Sure, guys aren't.
All right, that's 3 for the Lions thus far. Good Jay.
You know, guys, this Bears team, they're, you know, they're struggling a bit right now. You know, they're probably thinking about Cancun and where they're going on vacation in 3 weeks. But but you know, I think Thomas Brown, he's a former Rams coach who did really well on the Rams staff. You know what? I think he's gonna have them motivated for this divisional game. They have their backs against the wall, and the Lions might come in a little wounded, and I think the Bears might see that and attack that. And when you have a team in such a desperate position that they have absolutely nothing to lose, they've lost everything. They've They've lost 3 coaches. They've lost players. They've lost almost the will to succeed. But you know what? I think they're just going to get, but they're going to find that one last game. And you know what? When you have a team like the Lions facing a team at the, like the Bears that has absolutely nothing to lose, you just got to throw out the record books.
And there it is.
But having said that, I think the Lions will win 28-10.
All right. Nice. We predict a lot of predictions for a stout Lions defensive effort this week from the crew. So I am very much in a similar sentiment, in a similar range as UJ and Bob and producer Kid J over here, actually. I do think the Lions controlled the ground game a lot in this one. My other roar of the week, I was very close to picking Gibbs. I think he has a very good game. I think he has at least 120 yards in this game and 2 touchdowns. I think the Lions really try to control the clock. slow this down. And they're just going to march methodically to victory here. I say 31-13 Lions in Chicago. Ooh, and we've all yet again predicted a Lions victory.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're 12-2 on awesome. There. We're 12-2.
We
That's
are
pretty
good.
Good. That's pretty good in any dynamic, you know, dynamic. That's like,
yeah,
absolutely. So there you have it. We all predict a Lions victory. We'd love to see what your predictions are, either on Instagram at Drinking Blue Kool-Aid, Twitter/X at Drinking Lions, or on our YouTube page in the comments. Give your predictions down below. And if you are listening to the podcast and want to join on YouTube, that's at DTBK_Lions, or just type in Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid and subscribe to the channel on there. Or just check out our other shorts and videos. You can see the beer chugging I just did with our Lions head guest. You can see my poor performance.
Yeah.
Anyways, so.
Big Z's beer is kicking in.
He's just finished it.
Anyways, I think we will wrap it up here on the episode tonight. So we of course want to thank our producer,
Kid J.
Regression every single week on the pod. Greatly appreciate him. Fansided, like that community, the website, the media company. We thank you for their support as well. And
thank you so much.
Yeah, I already mentioned our social medias, but again, that's Instagram at Drinking Blue Kool-Aid, Twitter/X at Drinking Lions, and YouTube Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. Just type that in, or at DTBK_Lions.
And thank you to God.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Yes. Whose birthday comes up next week.
And someone else's birthday that we know.
Yeah.
Someone's... You.
Me.
Oh, you. Yeah. You're the That's guy.
Right. Yeah.
Anyways. Spotify, Apple, or get your podcast. Please download. Please subscribe. Please leave a review. Greatly appreciate that. Otherwise, we'll be back early next week, probably with one big episode. With the holiday coming up, TBD, maybe we'll split into two. But either way, we'll be reacting to this game and everything around the NFC North and the NFC. See the Lions get that one seed. So, everybody, we hope you enjoy your weekend, your pre-Christmas weekend. Enjoy it.
A lot of the Kool-Aid crew will be at the game.
Oh yeah.
True.
So check out the social media for pictures and all that good stuff.
If you find us on the screen, I'll give you $5.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look for us in the stands. Buy us
$5.
A beer.
You DM us with a picture of us from your broadcast.
Pull that crumpled little $5
bill. I will give you $5.
$5. Don't even get
a beer.
Easy
money.
That's like
easy money.
Anyways, we will wrap this up. Thank you, of course, last but not least, to our listeners who, if you have stuck with us all the way to this roughly 40th
minute. What if like 1,000 people text us pictures?
We love you.
I'm going to owe like $5,000. That's a lot.
Well, it's good. I guess it's good. They're listening to the podcast, right? So it's worth the cost for you, Rod Dog.
Yeah.
I did not make that promise. You did. So.
Yeah, it works for me. No.
All right. So we'll wrap it up here. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And last but not least, as always,
go.
Field, a charging team that will not yield, and when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave, rock, 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 go hard, win the game, with honor you will keep your fame, down the field and gain, a Lions victory,
go!
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store. Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.